thy blessed communion born. For thy death the bitter scorn, for thy resurrection born. Lord, I thank thee and extol thee, and in heaven I shall behold thee.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, tonight is all about how Lamb of God Jesus, who takes away the sin of the world, gives himself. That is to say, gives away the salvation that he won and achieved on the cross to his sinners. And how in the world does he do such a thing? Well, amazingly, he does it through his words. He preaches, he speaks. What he says, he does, and what he promises, he gives. On the night when he was betrayed, Lamb of God Jesus preaches a Passover sermon that had never, ever been preached before. He does what he does. He gives what he gives, because he is the God-man. There is no other God than this man, Jesus. His mouth is God's mouth. His words, God's words. And so the sermon he preaches is a divine promise in which he gives his last will and testament. Yes, that's right, I said it. Tonight we hear Lamb of God Jesus, who takes away the sin of the world, draw up his last will and testament. He would do that? Yes. He does it. He is the testator who anticipates his Good Friday death on this Thursday. He identifies the estate that he leaves behind, and he names the heirs. Incredibly, incredibly, you, his sinners, are the beneficiaries. You, his sinners, are given the inheritance, the very salvation that he achieved for you on the cross. Now, many would object. Seriously? He's got to be out of his mind. Nuts. Wacko. Cuckoo. A few cards short of a full deck. Doesn't he see what's happening and who these men are? Good grief, Jesus. Look around the Passover table. James and John, they always want to be in charge. All the rest of the 12 resent them. They constantly bicker and fight among themselves. Iscariot is a thief, and he's going to commit one of the most outrageous and notorious betrayals in the history of the world. With a kiss, nonetheless. And for a sizable amount of cashola. Peter, James, and John, they won't keep watch, but they will snooze soundly in Gethsemane. Peter's, even if I have to die with you, Jesus, I will never disown you, bravado, quickly turns into curses and lies that he's never known this Jesus. Total and categorical denial. Not once, but three times. Good grief. Three strikes and you're, you know how it goes. Well, at least you'd think so. But not with Jesus. He is surrounded by hardcore sinners, but he is a sound mind. He is not going off the rails. He knows exactly what he's doing. He is in charge. He determines the place to celebrate the Passover meal, and he is the one who has taken care of every detail. In fact, as we heard, he unmasks his betrayer and pronounces divine judgment on him ahead of time. Lamb of God, testator Jesus, speaks, that is to say, he bequeaths his will in that upper room on the night in which he is betrayed. Eat this bread, it's my body, he says. I give it for you. Drink this wine. This cup is the new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. The estate that he leaves is the forgiveness of sins. For his sinners. His Good Friday body and blood are given with the bread and wine. He says so. And what he says, he does and gives. And you, like those notorious sinners around the table, are named as heirs, given to receive the eternal inheritance. Testator Jesus promises that his body and blood are given and shed for you, and that all your sin is forgiven. Like all wills, this one too, when it is read out loud every Sunday, it gets contested. Do you realize that? Bitterly contested. Some flat out reject it. Body, blood, gross. How primitive. Is this some sort of religious cult that celebrates some kind of cannibalism? And forgiveness, good grief, who in the world needs that? I sure don't. You see, that's how the will is bitterly contested. Others, like Satan, death, and the world, they will be indignant, horrified, and so they will get in your grill. And they will accuse and bind and condemn you for your sin. They'll say, oh, look at you. You call yourself a Christian? Oh, really? You're no better than Iscariot. You're just like Peter. In fact, I've watched you. You're worse. You've got betraying and denying Jesus down pat. You're an expert. Betrayal and denial, that's your cup of tea. According to the law, then, law and order, you have excluded yourself from Jesus' last will and testament. And so when Jesus says for you, he doesn't mean you, because you're a betrayer, a denier, sinful, unclean, unworthy. See, that's how it's contested again. Now, brothers and sisters, what will you do in light of these accusations against you? What in the world can you say? Or can you say anything? Well, of course you can. Tell the truth. Produce the evidence. Give them the goods. They've caught you red-handed. Go ahead, confess. Yeah, that's exactly right. Truly, I am Christ's betrayer and denier and sinner. I even colluded in his death. I gave him up. I ran from him. I helped spit in his face and pounded the spikes into his hands and feet. I'm not denying it, not one bit. But he died for me, and he names me a sinner in his last will and testament. He promises that his estate belongs to me, and so I will do as he commands. I will eat, and I will drink, and I will believe his promise. Yes, brothers and sisters, Lamb of God Jesus gives his estate, the forgiveness of sins and the sacrament, to those who needed it. You know, only the sick need a physician. So the next day, Good Friday, he goes to his death. Crucified. Lamb of God, who does take away the sin of the world. And that's when his last will and testament goes into effect. Probated, if you will. He says so every time you hear the words of institution in the divine service, because those words are his. It is the public proclamation and the reading of his will as he intended in that upper room. So he gives you, his sinners, exactly what he says and promises. It is his body with the bread. It is his blood with the cup of wine. And as he promises, it's for you, for the forgiveness of your sins. And with such a promise, Lamb of God Jesus bestows the whole enchilada of his kingdom on you, which is salvation, the salvation won for you in his dying on the cross, which we will celebrate tomorrow. In the name of Jesus, amen.